You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Well, it's so good to have you along here at KSL News Radio. Boy, it's been an interesting news day, hasn't it? The president's joint appearance with the president of Turkey continues right now. There was a wrap-up just a few moments ago. Adam Schiff came out as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee in the open hearings today on the impeachment. He held a press conference that has wrapped up, and now, of course, all the talking heads are dissecting everything. There are some local issues, and we've been talking about some of them today. The redistricting of the state of Utah that will be coming up as soon as we have census numbers, and now that Prop 4 has passed, that was an interesting conversation with two of the 14 commissioners who have worked very, very hard on this out of California, and they've talked about what a difference that has made for the Golden State. And what will we be able to do, and what will it look like here in the state of Utah? We're all still kind of wondering that, honestly. And I appreciated Rebecca Chavez-Hauk joining us here on the program, former state legislator, and now very, very much engaged in the redistricting process with whatever the new situation will be. It's fairly specifically laid out in Proposition 4. But the other issue that we wanted to talk about today, and we're in whatever this means, the inversion season, and we're already seeing little tastes of it, kind of that, you know, that weird-looking air. And, you know, we worry about it from a health point of view, even just a visual point of view. And I so appreciate Donna Spangler joining us today from the Department of Environmental Quality. Donna, welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you on with us.
Well, thank you, Doug. It is a pleasure to be with you, and especially your part-time retirement.
I've joked with everybody, if you ever talk about your retirement with KSL and they throw in a little word, semi, pay real close attention to that. But it's been a joy. It's been fun. So, yeah. And I so appreciate you being with us today. We've had a lot of great conversations over the years. What can we do? You know, part of this is just where we live, and it's the chemistry of where we live. And even if it was, you know, kind of back in the old days before even the big industrial revolution, there were certain things that just happened because of the bowl-like qualities of our area. But what can we as mere mortals do when we have some of Mother Nature, which usually is a great advantage, actually working against us for a period of time?
Yeah, that's true, Doug. We do have a challenge because part of why we live in such a beautiful state is our mountains, and our mountains create these air quality challenges for us because it does tend to trap all of the air pollution in this bowl this layer of haze, but some people think, you know, hey, everything I do, it really doesn't make a difference, but it really does. And if you think about it, we all contribute to air pollution. Everything we do, from turning our heat up, driving our vehicles, idling our vehicles, every action we take does have some form of chemical reaction that's going to cause the air quality to deteriorate. And so some of the things I think we can do are simple things. If you have to drive your vehicle, try and drive your newest vehicles. The more tuned your vehicle is, the better efficient it's going to run, and the less emission it's going to put out of your tailpipe. One of the things we remind people in the start of November, our wood burn regulations go into effect. That means that when we're calling an air action day, we tell people that you cannot burn because burning does contribute to, it's a direct contributor to these small particulate pollutions that when you breathe can get lodged in your lungs. And so it does have a health impact. So burning wood is, and the best way to find out is to go to the DEQ website and air.utah.gov will have a forecast and it will show restrictions on what you can do. Right now, it does seem a bit early, but it's been the weather, it's very weather dependent on what conditions we're in, and we're actually moderately unhealthy, or at least we are in an inversion. And so knowing that we're not going to get a snowstorm to blow out the pollution means that we're calling for a voluntary action. And that's really, we don't have any requirements that you can't, we can't tell you not to do certain things, but we ask you, please be mindful that until we get this next storm system or a weather pattern that's going to break this pollution up, then please, you know, do what you can to reduce the emissions. So if you can work a flexible schedule, I know some businesses do allow it, some don't, but if you can, that's always a good thing to do. Try and trip chain. What that means is if you are running errands, try and do it at once, because every time you start your car, that's when most of the pollution comes out of the tailpipes. And one of the misconceptions is, you know, warming your vehicle up. And, you know, we tell people that, you know, try if you can, just when you start your car, drive it and let it just warm up that way. I know that, you know, for safety reasons, you know, you may, if there's ice on the windshield or what, you know, you usually have to get that. But sure. But idling is certainly one of the ways that has pollution. And I tell you, it's one of my pet peeves when I see people idling their vehicle.
Yeah.
Because they really don't need to. And I understand it's cold, but, you know, do what you can to just prevent from having to do that. If you can take transit, that's great. There's certainly ways you can conserve energy. Energy does produce pollution as well. Again, everything from, you know, we have the air quality, the Division of Air Quality has regulations that try and prevent as much air pollution as possible. And one of the regulations is, you know, to use or consumer products rule. And what that is buying, requiring that products like hairspray, anything that has what's called VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds, it's a chemical that when it gets into the atmosphere creates air pollution. So there are certain products that actually do cause pollution. And so we encourage people to be mindful of that and to look for those kind of maybe non-toxic material chemicals. You know, snowblowers. So we do, you know, I used to say, just, you know, use a shovel, get some energy, get some exercise, go out and
right.
shovel. But we actually have electric snowblowers that are quite popular now. And those electric snowblowers, you can go to Lowe's, you can go, you know, and buy them. And, you know, they can be expensive, but we actually have a snowblow exchange event coming up, I think this Saturday. And people who have pre-registered can get a discounted snowblower if they turn in their polluting gas snowblower, or
yeah.
even if they just want to buy a new one, but it's at a discounted price. So the Department of Environmental Quality is trying to encourage people to go to electric, you know, snowblowers and to help reduce the pollution.
You will be so proud of me because I just got and electric. It's battery powered, but I charge it electrically.
Yes.
It's a blower. It's my leaf blower. And
yes.
So you can be proud of me. I get a gold star for that.
You do.
We unfortunately are out of time, but there are so many other things that can be done. Where can people go to kind of get the rundown website?
So you can go to deq.utah.gov. We have tips on air quality. I've written a blog that has the 10 tips that you can see. You can also go to UCARE, which is Utah Clean Air Partnership, ucare.org, and they are a wealth of information, and that provides a lot of tips as well.
Donna, I appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right.
The Utah Department of Environmental Quality. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Senator Mitt Romney about vaping and what's going on in Washington, D.C. regarding that. And then we're going to have a little short conversation with the person that will be occupying this chair and doing this radio program at the beginning of December. Stay with us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.